This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, MoneyWeb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Load shedding and its impact on small businesses has been a hot button issue here on the Small Business Conversations podcast for a while now. We've covered the issue from the perspective of small business owners counting the cost of crippling power cuts on their bottom line. We have also covered the issue from the perspective of investor confidence and how the persisting energy crisis may be a deterrent for investors. If you are not familiar with our previous coverage on the load shedding matter, I invite you to check out our previous episodes on the MoneyWeb website, Spotify, and Apple Music. Today, however, we are going to look at possible solutions to the problem. In this episode, we are going to talk about solar financing options for SMEs, and I have with me Tom Stewart, the Chief Marketing Officer of Lulaland, an online provider of short-term business funding. Welcome, Tom, and thank you for joining me on the pod.
Thank you very much, Kona. It's great to be here.
Great. Thank you for joining us. So, Tom, just briefly tell us about Lulaland and what the company does.
So Lulaland was founded in 2014 with a pretty singular vision, and that was to solve the credit gap that exists in South Africa for SMEs. And that credit gap is enormous. Whichever statistic you choose to listen to, we estimated around $20 billion a year in terms of business funding or demand for business funding that is just not met for SMEs in South Africa. And our purpose as a business is to supply as many SMEs in South Africa with that working capital or business funding as quickly as easily as possible. So we've chosen to do that by taking an online tech-driven approach to deliver an easy and slick customer experience, and more importantly, to be able to get a decision and get funding into the hands of business owners as quickly as possible, far quicker than the traditional lenders. So that's what we've been doing for the last 8 and a bit years. And then actually more recently, we've announced a move into business banking as well. So opening up bespoke business banking solutions, online banking solutions for SMEs to give them an easier and more complete cash flow management solution all from one digital platform. But the core of our business remains providing business funding quickly and easily to SMEs.
So in terms of the credit gap that you mentioned, our topic today and what we're talking about has to do with solar financing and how we can get SMEs to get solar into their businesses so that they're able to run when the national grid is offline or not working as it should be. Have you noticed a similar gap then for funding businesses, small businesses, to get off the grid? Is that the reason why you decided to tap into this market?
Absolutely. Yeah. We spoke to customers across a range of industries that we service. And what we've seen is that particularly in retail, hospitality, manufacturing and construction sectors, over 95% of our customers tell us that load shedding significantly and negatively impacts their business, you know, drives financial loss, poor customer experiences, etc. And at the same time, a similar number of businesses are very concerned about the impact of the announced electricity tariff increases, the 19% tariffs that are coming soon. And what that drives is over 90% of businesses, again, very high number in those sectors in particular, are very keen to either move to solar or other contingency energy solutions. But when we speak to them, a major barrier for them is the ability to afford the upfront payments for that. You know, these are many cases, businesses employing approximately 10 people, annual turnover might be 3 to 5 million, sometimes even less. So the level of cash reserves they have on hand is generally pretty low. I mean, that's just part and parcel of being a small business owner. So being able to afford that initial outlay to bring on the either solar or other alternative energy solution is pretty prohibitive. That was the one barrier. And then another barrier that a lot of them talked about is, who do I go to for this? There's an increasing number of suppliers out there. Some are more credible and trustworthy than others. And it's almost a case of too much choice is now becoming a problem. So, you know, make it easy for me to afford the solution and also give me some guidance on where I can go to get the right solution. So what that made us do, what that helped us realize is that if we can combine our expertise in supplying funding to these SMEs and quickly with our network of customers in many cases who supply that funding, you know, we can offer a lot of value to business owners who are looking to solve that problem.
Thank you also just for highlighting the barriers that small businesses are facing with accessing this funding that will help them to remain operational during downtimes of power cuts. Lulaland has offered a solution here. You've mentioned this, that you've partnered with renewable energy suppliers to you provide funding and they provide solar solutions for SMEs in need. Can you speak to me on that partnership, how it came about and how it aims to support SMEs? Just a bit more detail, please.
Sure. So, I mean, as I said, it came about, the seed was planted in our mind when we spoke to our customers, understood the extent of them that were struggling with load shedding. And at the same time, the solution in many cases was obvious, solar or backup power supplies, but very clear feedback. I'm struggling to afford the outlay there and I don't have the disposable cash to fund that solution. The other insight, as I mentioned, is being that, geez, there's a lot of options there. Who do I go to? So that was the what led us to this potential solution. And then talking to our customers who are in the space, there was a lot of enthusiasm to work with us on this. Many of these solar installers that are part of our preferred supply list who we partner with are SMEs themselves. And one of the great things about the SME community in South Africa is, yeah, people want to help each other. So when we proposed the idea to these businesses, and they were more than willing to jump on board and offer customized solutions or even discounts in some cases to Lulaland referred customers just to help these businesses get off the reliance on Eskom. So, what we've now done is we have the kind of the Lulaland platform that enables that really fast, easy application process for funding. Where we can turn around that application and give a decision and disperse the funds within 24 to 48 hours in many cases. And for customers coming to us, we have that list of solar and other energy installers or providers covering the entire country available. And we make that available to customers of Lulaland. And as I said, there's often a discount involved.
Yes. So just touching on the funding now, how much funding can a business qualify for? You did mention before that a lot of small businesses struggle to put together the initial investment to get started and start building their solar plants or projects for their businesses. How much funding can a business qualify for and how much of a dent does this then make to the SME's initial investment to start their solar project?
So we offer up to $5 million in business funding. Obviously, precise amount of what a business qualifies for will depend on the business, the unique business finances, but up to $5 million, which should be able to cover almost any SME's solar or other alternative energy needs. You know, whether that be from, I mean, we talk solar as often the kind of immediate solution or the more obvious solution, but this partnership is designed to cover the other needs as well. So it could be anything from a smaller, I need an inverter system, which might cost 80 to 100,000, depending on the solution needed, up to your multi-million rand solar installations. But potential to secure up to 5 million rand in funding will cover the vast majority of all SMEs' requirements there. There will be some, you know, particularly large projects. I would imagine they'll go above that, but they'll be very much small in number.
Yeah. And in terms of just following up on that, is there appetite from Lulaland then to give a bit more in those special cases where the projects are much larger?
We're not able to supply more than 5 million rand yet, unfortunately. So in those cases, the business, the SME would have to find some additional source of funding. But like I said, I think that'll be very, very, very infrequent for your average SME solar or alternative energy needs.
No, definitely. I mean, 5 billion is no small feat. It's quite a substantial amount. And in terms of repayment terms, then, what do the repayment terms look like? And also just touch on the qualifying criteria for small businesses to even hit that 5 million rand cap.
So to qualify for funding from Lululemon, we have some, but not particularly stringent minimum criteria. Certainly not when you compare us to traditional lenders. So a business needs to have been trading for 12 months and have a turnover of at least 500,000 rand per year. There are our basic criteria, and obviously our AI-driven technology will then after that assess the business's application. And base an approval and an amount on the different sources of data it'll analyze. Then, when it comes to repayment terms, one of the things we've deliberately built into our funding solution is flexible payment terms, because we know that's a big pain point that SMEs have with traditional lenders. So businesses can repay any funding from Lululemon over 3, 6, 9, or 12 months. We'll talk to them about the different options there when we discuss the offer with them. And one of the nice things that customers regularly tell us about our payment or sorry repayment terms is that we don't charge a early repayment fees. So if you're on a 12-month term, if after 6 months you're ready to pay off the remainder of that loan and save on the costs, we allow you to do that and don't charge any penalty fees. So there's a lot of flexibility in the model that allows for businesses to save money when they, if business is doing well, then they're available cash to make the repayment improve.
And in terms of the reception then from the SMEs that you have worked with, what has the reception been from them? The flexibility, I'm sure it has come very welcomed from small businesses that really go through turbulent cycles in their business operations on any given day.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things our customers regularly tell us is that flexibility and also the transparency of our repayment terms and costs. So in addition to that flexibility I mentioned, when you receive a quote from Lululemon, it won't it's very clear on what the costs are. We don't charge any initiation fees, monthly admin fees, etc. So it's very transparent what you'll pay each month, and you can easily work out if I pay back 6 months early, I know I'll save those 6 months' costs. So that's something that our customers really do appreciate. And as I said, building that offering into our solution came directly from the feedback customers or other business owners told us they had based on the frustrations they had with traditional lenders.
And in terms of the interest charges, then, what does that look like for Lululemon financing, and how does it compete then with the big four, five banks? How does the interest compete there?
Yeah, so we first thing to note is that we don't actually charge interest. So we charge a monthly cost, and that's risk-based. So depending on the business, actual business, unique businesses, financial health, and our credit scoring model. There's a tiered pricing scheme, and the cost will, vary depending on the risk band there. But the important point is it's a fixed monthly cost. And why our customers appreciate that is one, again, because it's predictable. They can see what that cost is over 6 or 12 months, whatever the term is, and understand that if I pay back early, I pay back 6 months early, I six times that monthly cost is what I save. But the other thing that's particularly beneficial, especially at the moment, is it's predictability. So it's not subjected to prime rate changes. And in an environment where we're going through interest rate hikes, our costs have been staying the same versus obviously increasing significantly if they were on an interest rate-based loan with a traditional lender. And then the other thing that makes our costing more equitable with the traditional lenders is, as I said, the absence of any initiation fees, repayment penalties, monthly admin fees, those kind of hidden costs that creep in when businesses take loans from traditional lenders.
I think that would be something that small businesses would appreciate, and not having to hold their clutches every time that the SARB is announcing their next move. Just touching back on something you mentioned earlier about discounts, just speak to me on how you discount your offerings to small businesses and how that works. Is it a single offering maybe that you have that's constant, or is it something that changes frequently, like you would maybe if I was shopping online at an online store that they'll have discounts? Just touch on the discount format and how that works and how it benefits small businesses.
Sure. So the discount I referred to was discounts actually provided by those solar and other energy providers that we've partnered with. They're offering the discounts on their products. There's about, right now, about half a dozen suppliers that we've partnered with and are featured on our preferred supplier list. And the discounts vary by supplier. So some of them are offering up to 5% on inverter systems, and others offering 3% off solar installations. And it's based on providing either a code to indicate that it's a Lulalin referred business, or clicking on unique links that are provided in the list. So it's a fairly simple, straightforward mechanic, but the discounts are actually on the alternative energy solutions being provided by the partners. As I said, it's a way these other SMEs are keen to help out the broader SME community in South Africa.
And just briefly, who are your suppliers? Who are you working with? And just touching on the solutions that they offer small businesses.
So it's a range of companies. I said it's half a dozen at the moment, covering the whole of South Africa in terms of the regions they serve. There's LRG Solar in the Western Cape, Solar Advice, which are nationally based. RES is another one. They're based in Gauteng. We have Zen Solar, also predominantly focused in Gauteng. And then Smithfield Electrical and Solar, service the Free State, and Ad Solar Tech, predominantly focused on Mpumalanga. And what the services and products these suppliers offer varies slightly, but most of them offer not just solar systems and the installation of those, but they'll also supply inverters, generators, etc. So, you know, they're really focusing on the full kind of contingency energy supply or alternative energy supply solutions. Some of them also offer more guidance and consultancy services as well. So if you're just interested in inquiring about energy efficiency and how something like solar can do more for your business than just, you know, reduce the risk of Eskom, then they are able to consult on that as well. So it's a pretty broad offering. That's what we went for. As I said, tried to find suppliers that would serve every area of the country.
And that is Tom Stewart, the Chief Marketing Officer at Lulalin, talking to us about their solar and generally renewable energy financing solutions for SMEs. Thank you once again, Tom, for your insights.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure chatting to you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations, and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at machoba_a, or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.